Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To start things out here this hour, I know I said we were going to get to the Australia story about the smoking ban. But actually, as I was poking around here in some of the show prep sites, I spotted at the Drudge Report a very, very strange story. Now, this is not the Art Bell Show. This is not Coast to Coast. But when I saw this, I thought, wow, this, I think we should talk about this because it's very, very bizarre. And it's unexplained. And it just happened, I think, yesterday. Story is from the Mail Online, though there are stories all over the internet about this. What's blue and white squiggly and suddenly appears in the sky? If you know the answer, pop it on a postcard and send it to the people of Norway, where this mysterious light display baffled residents yesterday. Curiously, it appears to be unconnected with the aurora borealis, the northern lights, the natural magnetic phenomena that can be often viewed in that part of the world. The mystery began when a blue light seemed to soar up from behind a mountain in the north of the country. It stopped midair, then began to move in circles. Within seconds, a giant spiral had covered the entire sky. Then a green-blue beam of light shot out from its center, lasting for 10 to 12 minutes before disappearing completely. Onlookers described it as like a big fireball that went around with a great light about it and a shooting star that spun around and around. The Norwegian Meteorological Institute was flooded with telephone calls after the light storm.
I'll bet.
Somebody wrote over there said it spun and exploded in the sky. He spotted the lights as he walked his daughter to school. He said, "We saw it from the inner harbor. It was absolutely fantastic. It almost looked like a rocket that spun around and around and then went diagonally down the heavens. It looked like the moon was coming over the mountain, but then became something completely different." Celebrity astronomer Kurt, whoever the hell, said that he'd never seen anything like the lights. He said, "My first thought was that it was a fireball meteor and that it had lasted, but it had lasted far too long. It may have been a missile from Russia, but I can't guarantee that that's the answer." Air traffic control in nearby Trump.
A missile from Russia that comes out of the sun and makes a big spiral and shoots a blue laser beam?
No, it didn't come out of the sun. What happened was it began when a blue light seemed to soar up from behind a mountain, stopped in midair, then began to move in circles. Within seconds, it covered the entire sky, and then a green-blue beam of light shot out from its center. So it would be weird enough to just have something shoot up into the sky and spin around for a little while. That would have been weird enough, but to have it shoot a ray of a squiggly ray, not just a ray, but a squiggly ray of blue-green light out from it downwards is even more bizarro.
Bizarro does describe the story.
And so again, just to continue here from the Daily Mail, the air traffic control in Tromsø claimed the light show lasted far too long to be an astronomical phenomenon. Norwegian defense spokes bureaucrat said also that the lights were probably from a Russian missile test, claiming it was normal for Russia to use the White Sea and the Barents Sea as a testing ground. Tromsø geophysical observatory researchers agreed, saying the missile had likely veered out of control and exploded, and the spiral was light reflecting on the leaking fuel. But a mystery deepened, or the mystery
that,
deepened.
That spiral looks very, very symmetrical to me. It doesn't look like an explosion, you know?
I don't know. I'm certainly not an expert on any of this stuff. But according to the story here, the mystery...
It's a weather balloon.
Certainly not a weather balloon. The mystery deepened last night as Russia denied it had been conducting missile tests in the area, which, of course, they're going to do, right? Moscow news outlet quoted the Russian Navy as denying any rocket launches from the White Sea area. Norway should be informed of such launches under international agreements. It was stressed. Russian Defense Ministry was unavailable for comment. And there are plenty of photos of this out there for you to peruse here. Because a lot of people saw this. This isn't like some kook that just put together a hoax. There are photos from different parts of the area, different people who saw this thing happen. I mean, this is broken. It's broken big. It's on the front page of the Drudge Report. It's not at the top, but it's down there a bit. And if you were to go and go to start page Norway Spiral, you'll be able to likely find more about this. But
my producer Zeus has come up with this story. It says some newspapers and TV channels are quoting Russian military sources confirming that this is a failed Bolava missile launched from a nuclear submarine in the White Sea. The Norwegian Defense has confirmed that even while they have not admitted the failure, the Russian Navy alerted them about the tests prior to the giant spiral appearing in the skies. And if that wasn't enough to convince everyone, here are two images of the missile's trail being blown away by the wind at dawn. So apparently there's been some people since this story, there's been quite a bit of investigation.
It's amazing to look at.
It's amazing to look at. It's an incredible phenomenon to look at.
Anyway, I figured I'd share that with you because it kind of tweaked me out a little bit. I thought the aliens were here or something. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I, for one, welcome our new little beady-eyed leaders.
All right, so let's continue, and continue the international news here, Mark. You've got something out of Australia land for us. What's going on, Doug?
Oh, yes. The good folks in Australia are not immune, not by a long shot, from the socialist wave that's sweeping the world, big government saving us from ourselves.
They've been socialists down there for quite a while.
Yeah. This is from the CanberraTimes.com by Victor Valente. Smoking in Canberra's outdoor areas of pubs, clubs, and restaurants will be banned in 12 months following the passage of tougher anti-smoking laws in the ACT Legislative Assembly yesterday. The ACT government successfully passed legislation which would make it illegal for venues to serve food and beverages in outdoor areas where smoking was permitted. Smoking will be permitted where there is sufficient buffer between the outdoor smoking and the non-smoking areas. ACT Health
smoking will be permitted where there's a buffer between the outdoors. Okay, gotcha. So there will be areas outdoors wherein people can smoke, just it's going to be further away than it's ever been.
Yes. Well, you can't enjoy the people that perhaps would want to sit outside and enjoy a cigarette while they were, having their meal or after their meal or whatever, can now no longer do that because the people that might not want to enjoy a cigarette, might not want to smell that, I suspect.
So, right, and because people that don't smoke cigarettes are apparently entirely incapable of deciding to just go to a different restaurant where they have different rules.
Yeah. Well, the reason that this is a problem is because most restaurants have driven smokers outside. That's why they have these patio seating. So
some places had patio seating anyway.
Certainly, they did. Yeah. But this is where the smokers are driven to. Now, if you're a smoker and you want to smoke before, after, or during your meal or whatever it is you want to do, where are you going to go? Place where you can sit and do that. And the only places you can do that are ones with outdoor seating. And those outdoor seating places now likely cater mostly to smokers and the odd person that just wants to sit outside. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I often do like to sit outside and enjoy a meal. I would probably prefer not to sit next to a guy who is smoking. However, I would never consider using the legislative power of the government to force a restaurant to decide how it is that they want to let people behave. The reason that they're out there in the first place is because they can't be inside, because the government's already passed that law. So they've driven them out and then driven them out of here too. ACT Health Minister...
I love that, by the way, that there's apparently a political party that calls itself ACT down there?
Mm-hmm.
It makes it sound like they do something,
Katie Gallagher says the laws would not take effect until December the 1st, 2010, to allow businesses to make the necessary changes to their outdoor areas to comply. Mm. You have to change, do you have to make? The Liquor, Hospitality, and Miscellaneous Union welcome the ban.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the union welcome.
We love being regulated. Please give us more.
Well,
give us
the union
more.
Care? The Unions Act Division Secretary Lionel Ryan said the hospitality industry was the last area where workers had no choice about being exposed.
Oh, it's the workers again, is it?
Passive smoke, and the new laws would put a stop to that.
Because
the Australian Hotel Association was criticized the new laws, arguing that they will achieve no health benefits.
Because every single hospitality worker was forced to work in the hospitality industry.
When I worked for restaurants and bars, I wanted the smoking section because they tipped better.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not over for the smokers yet. This is just the next step in a long series of steps to completely ostracize them from society. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and they are free, so enjoy those, including our chat room. You can go in there during the show or any old time. The best time is during the show. At chat.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
And if you're like me, you hate making those extra trips down to the car to, get the groceries, carry them in one after another. And for the last few months at my house, we've been using this cool little tool called a Totesack. They're made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasac.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and you can get a couple of family packs today. If you get two family packs, they'll actually, for the holiday season, drop ship the other family pack to friend or relative for free. So you can just go to totasac.com. They have the telephone number there if you want to take advantage of the double family pack deal. You have to give them a telephone call, but you can just order online there if you want it. totasac.com, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.
All right, so we continue here. You may bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Meantime, let's talk about the government. I mean, they love you so much. People will tell you that the government's there to keep you safe. They're there to protect you, protect and serve. It's the government's role. If you look at the founding documents of various different state governments, for instance, around the country, that it's their job to protect your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, pursuit of happiness. And so Rachel Porcaro is very, very well aware of this. Ms. Porcaro from the Seattle Times knows that she's hardly rich. And, of course, when you're not very rich, the government loves you even more. The government cares. I mean, they've got all these
programs. They try to take very good care of you.
Right. They've got all these programs, and they want to take some money from other people and give it to you because you're poor, and the government loves you. Well, when you're a single mom making 10 bucks an hour, you don't need government experts to tell you how broke you are. But that's what happened. The government not only told Ms. Porcaro she was poor, they also said she was too poor to make it living in Seattle. See, it all started a year ago when Porcaro, a 32-year-old mom with two boys, was summoned to the Seattle office of the Internal Revenue Service. Just helpful. Helpful people there. They're just trying to help. Just trying to make things better for folks. What would we do without them? She had been flagged for an audit, and she couldn't believe it. She made $18,992 the previous year cutting hair at Supercuts. Seems pretty good for a hair cutter. 18 grand. A few hundred of that she spent to have her taxes prepared by, I don't know, it seemed like you're a haircutter, you might be making like 12 or 15, but 18? I don't know. Anyway, a few hundred of that she spent to have her taxes prepared by H&R Block. I asked the IRS tax lady straight up front, "I don't have anything. Why are you auditing me?" Porcaro recalled. I said, "Why me when I don't own a home, a business, or a car?" The answer stunned both Porcaro and the private tax specialist that her dad had gotten to help her. "They showed us the spreadsheet of incomes in the Seattle area," said Dante Driver, an accountant at Seattle's GA Michael & Co. The auditor said, "You made $18,000, and our data show a family of three needs at least $36,000 to get by in Seattle." See, they thought she must have had unreported income, and she was hiding something. Basically, they were auditing her for not making enough money. "Seriously," says Danny Westneed over at the Seattle Times, "an estimated 60,000 people in Seattle live below the poverty line, meaning they make $11,000 or less for an individual or $22,000 for a family of four. Does the IRS red flag them for scrutiny simply because they're poor?" I asked the local office of the IRS. They said they couldn't comment for privacy reasons because, you know, they care. I mean, that's why they
can't comment why it is they audit poor people, because it's privacy. For privacy.
They're just trying to protect your privacy.
What kind of sense does that make? Because we're not asking about a specific poor person.
But, you know, privacy. It's important. Privacy. We're the government. We care about privacy.
We're not answering.
We're not going to comment.
And insert your reason here is really the how it comes down.
Right. Well, the truth of the matter there is the government cares about its privacy. It's very concerned with what it allows into the public eye or not. But your privacy, they could give a flip about. You have no privacy when they come knocking. "We can't give you any kind of broad interview because your request is associated with the case of an individual taxpayer," said IRS media relations bureaucrat in a statement. So the Seattle Times author will just tell us Rachel's story. She had a year-long odyssey into the maw of the IRS. After being told she couldn't survive in Seattle on so little, she was notified that her returns for both 2006 and 2007 had been found deficient. She owed the government more than $16,000, so they claim.
They just made a number up.
That's
$16,000.
Right.
This is about what she makes in a year.
That's right. We don't believe you, so you owe us this amount.
And that's almost an entire year's pay. She couldn't pay it, of course. Her dad, Rob, has run a local painting business for 30 years. He asked his accountant for help. Rachel's returns weren't all that complicated, as you might imagine. At issue, though, was that she and her sons, her two sons, ages 10 and 8, were all living in her parents' house at her in Rainier Beach. She pays $400 a month in rent. So the IRS concluded that she wasn't providing for her children and therefore could not claim them as dependents. She stood to lose what is called earned income tax credit, a refund targeted to help low-income workers. You qualify only if you're working, as Rachel has been. Driver quickly.
So she's paying rent, albeit it sounds like low rent, $400 a month.
Yeah.
But, and it's at her parents' house, mm-hmm. and her sons stay with her. And I assume that that rent covers her sons, and they don't like the amount of rent that she's paying, essentially.
Well, they're saying that, well, because she's living in her parents' house,
she's not providing for her own sons.
Yeah.
I mean, she's paying rent.
Right.
It's not like she's getting it for free. Not that I feel mm-hmm. that matters either, but.
Driver quickly, this is the accountant, quickly determined the IRS was wrong in how it was interpreting the tax laws. He sent in the necessary code citations and hoped that would be the end of it. I mean, of course they're going to, you know, you show them their own code and they're going to, of course, say, oh, my God, what were we thinking? I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry as an IRS bureaucrat. How could we have done this? It's clear from this man's letter. Look, boss, it's clear from this man's letter that he is absolutely right and that Ms. Porcaro is absolutely in the right and that we have done wrong. How could we have made such a humongous mistake and torn this young woman's life apart? Oh, except they didn't do that. Instead, the IRS responded by launching an audit of Rachel's parents. The dad, in this case, said, I was floored. Rob Porcaro, age 59. I get audited now and then on my business, so I've been through it before. But to have them go after me because of my daughter, well, I've never heard anything like it.
I mean, this is, with the incredible tax burden that's out here, people are driven to live with their parents and things like that. And then the IRS comes after them for doing it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Rob and his wife, Patty, had to send in house blueprints, bank statements, old utility bills. Rachel was asked to prove her children were hers, as well as document the money she'd spent on her children's clothes, health care, and so on. You keep all those receipts, don't you? Keep all those receipts? Because I can tell you, I don't.
Yep.
I can tell you I do.
I make write-offs. So.
I can't tell you how many receipts or how...
Well, actually, if it's not a write-off, I don't keep it, and I don't think the children's clothes would be.
They racked up $10,000 in accountant's bills, $8,000 of which driver is trying to recover from the IRS. In the end, the parents were cleared. The IRS also backed off trying to reclaim Rachel's earned income tax credit.
But don't forget the amount of time that was put in by these people. How many hours and hours
yeah.
they're put in. This is what the IRS does. What it does to every American man, woman, child is they require labor from you in order to do their work, and they don't compensate you for it. And that's indentured servitude.
Sorry,
and it's outlawed.
It's not over yet. We've got more here about Ms. Porcaro and what they did to her because they care. They care. Here, it's Free Talk Live.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928- 928-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you want to share your story of the helpful folks at the IRS and how they helped you. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Head on over to the Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Plus, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And maybe if you're like me and you're sick and effing tired of these bureaucrats who deem to run every little aspect of your life, maybe you are willing to get up, move, get your life together and move it out of wherever you are and come here to New Hampshire to get together with other like-minded individuals who are here making a difference, who are here backing each other up, who are here getting active in ways that previously have been just not seen within the liberty movement. Aren't you sick and tired of this crap? In case you're just tuning in, we're telling you a story from the Seattle Times about a young lady named Rachel. She's 32 years old. She's got two kids. She works at Supercuts, made $18,992 in a recent year, and was audited by the IRS. Why? Because they determined that she couldn't possibly live in Seattle, have two kids, and make $19,000. She couldn't possibly.
But she couldn't possibly. She lived at her parents' house. I mean, it's not like she was, paying for her own place there. And her rent was what sounds to me like it was extraordinarily abbreviated. And I suspect that's because the parents saw the huge benefit of having their daughter, and probably more importantly, their grandchildren, right there in the house so that they could enjoy them. They saw the value in that, so they gave her a better rate.
So
they probably wouldn't have rented out those rooms anyway, because it's probably a regular single-family home, and,
Kids are out.
Yeah.
Kids have moved out. So in this case, she's living with her parents. They went after her parents as well, decided to audit them. They brought in an accountant. They racked up $10,000 in accounting bills trying to defend from this attack. And in the end, the parents were finally clear. The IRS also backed off trying to reclaim Rachel's earned income tax credit. But the agency insisted that Rachel could not prove that she was supporting her children. She didn't have enough receipts, see? So,
this is America, where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Except when you're dealing with the IRS, because right. The IRS makes an accusation, and then you have to prove otherwise. Honestly, that's how it really runs elsewhere. But the IRS, is known for this. This is their thing. They make an accusation, then you prove otherwise.
Well, you're obligated, don't you know? You have an obligation to them, this group of strangers.
They own you. Right. The evidence is that they own your labor. If they own your labor, don't they own you?
So she had to stop claiming her own kids as dependents. A few weeks ago, she paid back $1,438 plus penalties and interest on that issue alone. Way to go, IRS.
$1,400 for somebody who makes $18,000 a year. I mean, that must have been a huge sum for her.
Now, remember, she makes it is a huge sum because she made $18,992, but that doesn't mean that she kept $18,992, right?
I don't know, just depending on how the story is written, but I suspect that's true.
Well, anyway, back to the story here.
It's more than a month's pay.
The author here of the story, Danny Westneat at the Seattle Times, is written kind of in a editorial style. Way to go, IRS, he says. You did an investigation likely costing tens of thousands of dollars, counting both sides, to squeeze a grand out of a single mom who did nothing wrong. Legally, Rachel's kids are now in tax limbo. I met them at the Porcaro's house, and they seemed real enough, jostling and pleading to play video games. But as far as the IRS is concerned, they don't exist.
Right, because now if they're not her dependents, whose dependents are they?
None.
They live at the parents' house.
They can't claim them either.
Then they absolutely should be able to. I mean, this is absolutely wrong.
Now, this is how the IRS works. We're just trying to keep people safe. We're just trying to help. We need honesty.
You know,
we need
typical.
All your receipts. We need every slip of paper that you have ever been given by a store clerk.
It's difficult for me to sit here and call government bureaucrats evil, because I believe that a lot of them really want to do the right thing. But when I hear stories like this, that's how I feel.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Feel like I'm dealing with a group of evil people. These people are taking money from this woman, this poor woman that doesn't make that much money, and then they're not even giving the earned.
It's not evil because we have to support our government. That's what's most important.
But you're breaking your laws to do it. I mean, these two kids are dependents of somebody, aren't they?
That they don't exist. We can't find any evidence that they exist. No receipts. We need receipts.
Yeah, sorry.
That's what proves that kids are alive. Nope, mm-hmm. Your pictures aren't going to cut it. I don't care. You could have picked those kids up off the street. How do we know they're yours?
Well, I filled out your stinking birth certificates to get them.
Now, why did this happen? Well, the dad says, I'll tell you, we don't buy a roll of toilet paper anymore without keeping the receipt. It's just so sad.
Yeah, you've got to keep a receipt for everything.
Why did this happen? The IRS won't say, but Congress has been fighting for years about the earned income tax credit for the working poor. Republicans have called the credits backdoor welfare and tried to cancel them. When they controlled Congress, they ordered the IRS to ramp up audits of people who claimed the credit. In 2006, credit receipts such as Rachel were more than twice as likely to get audited as the rest of the 140 million individual tax filers. The Porcaros say they can't. The Porcaros say they get that the IRS can't just audit the wealthy. Poor people commit fraud, too. But the intensity and duration of the IRS's obsession, as Rob called it, as well as that it appears the agency was trolling for the working poor, remains a sore point. It's why they agreed to talk about their finances in the newspaper. He said, I feel they're persecuting the people who are down in the mud making the bricks. I'm sure there are tons who don't have the resources to lawyer up. Because this guy happens to own his own paint shop. I mean, mm-hmm. Owns his own business.
She has a dad that, you know, is subsidizing her rent and, bought the accountants and the lawyers and all this other stuff. And thank goodness for it. But, who does it? What is it like for the people that don't have these things?
What a way to go, to have your own government take you down because you're too poor. Now, the tax specialist in this case, Driver, says it's well known the tax system targets the weak. People with sloppy returns, for example, who don't tend to be well off. He says, it's the way a wolf goes after the weakest sheep. And I'd say that's a pretty accurate statement.
It absolutely is.
Rachel says an irony of her year in tax hell is that the IRS is right about one thing. You can't get by in Seattle on what she makes. That's why she's living with her parents, to try to make a life in our shimmering city without relying on welfare, food stamps, or other public assistance.
God bless her.
She says, we're an Italian family. We're surviving as a tribe. It seems like we got punished for that. It's all right. They care. That's government's here to protect you, keep you safe. Just make sure you follow every single one of their arbitrary diktats to the T, or else, sucker.
These stinking bureaucrats. You know, this woman has chosen not to go the route of begging for money from the government and taking money from the taxpayers that don't really have an option to give it to her anyway, and decides to live with her family rather than she could have taken the money. She could live in an apartment with her kids, and you know, she would be able, and they would have left her alone. But she goes the other route, and they come after her.
Yep,
they're just like wolves going after the weak sheep. Really? We need these wolves in our societies?
No.
Our society? Ron Paul said in his 2008 run for president that that was in 2008, not 2009, so it was a year ago, if we got rid of the federal, the IRS, that the federal government's income would have to shrink to 1999 levels. So let's move that up. Did you think that the government was too big in 2000? Because I sure did.
Yeah.
So I think that we could do without the IRS. I think that they're just a bunch of bloodsuckers that hurt people. This is a federal,
I've ever seen.
A U.S. House of Representatives member here that said this, and this guy's educated on numbers. You can believe what you want that the
United States would crash and burn without the IRS,
but one of their representatives says otherwise, and I think we can just get rid of let them shut their doors. They stink.
They'll never do it. The IRS will never shut their doors.
Well, they wouldn't shut their doors because the federal government proves their ownership of you through the Internal Revenue Service. They own your labor, therefore they own you. You are a serf of the federal government, and I double dog dare you to prove otherwise.
Well, you can prove otherwise by not paying.
Oh, you
can
do it. Yeah, and I double dog dare you to.
Look what happened to this young lady. I mean, this is what she gets for paying taxes, right? You fill out a return wrong, they come after you. And it's easy to fill out a return wrong, so she filled out one by hiring H&R Block. They normally do a pretty good job. They got guarantees and money back guarantees and all that. But that didn't stop the IRS from targeting her and coming after her anyway. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. You just go there, you get signed up. There, you can use any major credit card or PayPal or some of our alternative options. For those of you that don't have credit cards or PayPal, we've got those for you. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more. It's all free for you if you're an amplifier. Or excuse me, I guess it's not really free. But they're bonuses. They're perks for you. That you will get as an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com.
And the Shrine of Female Listeners, which is free for everyone, is brought to you by Manchester Brewing. Manchester Brewing, purveyors of tonsil polish and spandex removers since the Norman Conquest. ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right, so we continue here. The story we've been sharing with you is out of the Seattle Times. We're pretty much finished with it at this point, but it's yet another tragic instance of someone who was entirely innocent, someone who did not believe they were doing anything wrong and has not done anything wrong, in that, number one, certainly no one was harmed, but number two, there has not even really been a violation of the IRS's own rules, according to the tax accountant they hired. We're talking about Rachel Porcaro, 32-year-old mother of two in Seattle, who, according to the IRS, isn't making enough to live in Seattle, and so therefore she must be engaging in fraud, therefore she needs to be audited, and her life torn apart, ruined, and just, it's so outrageous what they've done here in this case, and it's just one of likely thousands upon thousands of cases, many of which we probably never hear about because they don't have a newspaper reporter who comes to talk about their story. In this case, we did hear about it, and it just makes you wonder how many people's lives are torn apart like this every single year.
And the demeaning aspect of this, I think, is tremendous. This mother, who's working hard as a Supercuts hairdresser, mm-hmm. Has is making $18,000 a year, and she's got two kids, and she's living at her parents' house, paying them $400 a month rent, and she has been told by the IRS, after they steal money from her on a regular out of her paycheck every single month through the withholding tax. And I'm not sure how much she pays in taxes at the end of the year, what it adds up to, but she certainly gets money taken out of her check.
Yes. That's money she can't use to buy food and stuff.
Right. That she is inadequately caring for her kids and therefore will not get the earned income tax credit for the kids. Here it is. You're not taking care of your kids. We're taking your money every month and you're not making enough to take care of your kids. So we're taking away this tax credit that we give you for having them. Isn't that disgusting? They Yes. steal money from her and then tell her that she's doing an inadequate job of providing for her children.
Well, it's like you said, Mark, they own you. I mean, all the evidence is that they own you, right? Because if the IRS tells you, basically the rule is, the rules are that you do exactly as they say. Whatever they say, whatever arbitrary demands they make upon you, you will follow them. You'll smile, too, while you do it, or else. You will.
If you don't, you'll get some big old audit.
Yeah, you will do everything that they tell you to do. You'll cross your fingers. You'll hope that they don't audit you, but they might just pick you anyway and make your life even more of a living hell, because it's already bad enough to just have to go through, to jump through the IRS's hoops, to just try to understand the taxes, to try to comprehend what it is that you're doing, to hope that you aren't making some sort of tiny error that will result in whatever the threat is at the bottom that you sign. You sign under the penalty of perjury and 5 years in prison. I swear that I know what the hell I'm doing here. And so they threaten you with all of this, and you hope that that you'll remain unscathed as the years go on. It's just a climate of fear. It is sick. It is twisted, and they own you, and that's what these people are doing. Now these poor folks here in this case in Seattle are basically saying, well, we're never going to throw another receipt away again. We understand now. Boy, have we been taught a lesson. We were bad, bad little citizens. I know we didn't really think that we were doing anything wrong, but apparently we didn't save every single receipt, and so therefore we weren't able to defend ourselves against the IRS. Maybe if we'd saved every single receipt, we would have had a slight chance of actually coming out successful in this, though who knows, maybe they wouldn't have anyway. Maybe it would have made a damn bit of difference. But nonetheless, now they're going to be even more obedient in the future because of the targeting in this particular case. And of course, people are going to read this story, and they're going to get scared, and they're going to. It's probably going to be good for the tax industry.
It's muscle. It's absolutely just flexing their muscles for the newspapers.
Yep. And so, what do you do about this, right? I mean, everybody knows that the IRS is dangerous. Everybody knows that they're a band of thugs that just targets people and turns their lives upside down. Everybody knows it. Nobody's a friend. Nobody's friends with an IRS agent.
Well,
nobody
sure
I know.
Somebody is.
Yeah, maybe the other agents. But who would want to be palsy-walsies with somebody that makes it their living to destroy people's lives? I suppose there are probably people out there that don't actually work for the IRS that are just through and through status that could stomach hanging out with someone that works for the IRS. I suppose there are people out there like that. Certainly isn't anyone I know. But what do you do about it, right? Because it's commonly known, and it has been for years. I mean, the IRS is regularly made fun of in popular culture and movies and things like that, where it's a big joke in many cases that the IRS is a violent gang and they are hurting people and the things they do are absolutely awful. But nobody really knows what to do about it because, well, you can't fight City Hall, right? You certainly can't fight the federal government. You certainly can't fight the IRS. So what do you do? Do you just shut up, bow down, kiss the boot, take it? Well, it's like I was saying before, what if Rachel Porcaro wasn't actually filing taxes? What would her odds be? I'm just curious.
Is quite honestly the
right
answer.
She was audited because she files taxes. How do you audit someone who doesn't send in a return? I'm not an expert. I don't know what all the numbers are.
Well, I've got an article here called Taxes Schmaxes, and they actually address sort of what your chances are of getting audited if you don't file a return.
I'd like to talk about that, but let's go to the phones here first. We've got an unscreened call on the AMP line. You're on the air on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, it's Dustin near Los Angeles.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, I like this topic. In my neighborhood, there's a little tax, where they do your taxes, and the mm-hmm. big sign says Liberty Tax. That's the name of their company.
Yeah, talking about, would that be, oh, shoot, oxymoron?
sort of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a form right in front of me here. I don't have the actual bill because this is the response form to the IRS Fresno Center here. And the bill shows up and says, hey, you owe us about $40,000.
This came to your house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So this happens all the time to everyone all across the country.
Jeez.
You know, this is not an isolated incident you're talking about. So here's my options. You see, they tell me what my options are.
That's right, because well, they own you, and you have an obligation, right?
Right. So option one, I agree with all the charges. $39,582. Sure, why not?
Cut the check. Yeah.
Right. And then there's an option two, I do not agree. And then I don't agree with any of them, and it goes on and on. So there's nothing that says I'm not obligated. Right? So needless to say, I did not check the box that says I agree. And they want your info. And we even use one of these tax preparation centers. I won't name it, but,
sure.
You know, reputable.
Absolutely, because how the hell can you understand this crap all by yourself? How could
right.
you?
There's all these kids, and how am I going to get my money back and all that? And plus, which I'm thrilled that I did, I got the little insurance package. So if something goes wrong, then I get to put it back on them.
Well, that's good news.
So in this case, some attorney filed some paper that says, we were paid $70,000 in some sort of settlement, which we never saw. Go figure. But whose job was it to fix it?
Yours.
It's mine. Like, you know, I'm guilty. Got to go prove my innocence.
So this is happening to you right now.
Well, this has been handled.
Okay.
I just happen to have this form still in my backpack here.
So how did you go and prove yourself to the master?
Well, this was one phone call, it turns out. It's really like they're just fishing. And, of course, I freaked out, you know, and you get all upset. And my wife's real good with this stuff. She just makes a phone call, and you, like you were saying, kind of bow down a little bit just enough to make them listen to you. And if you can redirect them, then they're going to go after someone else. I think that's the real trick here.
So you're saying you made this go away after a quick call, but you think that they're just sending these letters out saying, hey, you messed up. You owe us this. In hopes that people will just, oh, God, please leave me alone. I'll cut the check.
Well, yeah. If everybody's presumed guilty, then what do they got to lose?
That's true.
And they might as well, yeah. if you can put them on somebody else's path, as you said, then that certainly would be effective in getting them off yours.
Thanks for the story,
yeah,
Justin.
Send them after the attorney. That's better for me.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, you've got this tax-related thing that's got some numbers
yes.
in it? All right, as far as your odds of being audited or odds of being targeted without filing a return?
That's correct.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.